Hello, everyone. Today's passage will be from 1 Samuel chapter 29. Again, that is 1 Samuel chapter 29, which I'll read for us. Now the Philistines had gathered all their forces at Aphek, and the Israelites were encamped by the spring that is in Jezreel. As the lords of the Philistines were passing on by hundreds and by thousands, and David and his men were passing on in the rear with Achish, the commanders of the Philistines said, "What are these Hebrews doing here?" And Achish said to the commanders of the Philistines, "Is this not David, the servant of Saul, king of Israel, who has been with me now for days and years? And since he deserted to me, I have found no fault in him to this day." But the commanders of the Philistines were angry with him. And the commanders of the Philistines said to him, "Send the man back, that he may return to the place to which you have assigned him. He shall not go down with us to battle, lest in the battle he become an adversary to us. For how could this fellow reconcile himself to his lord? Would it not be with the heads of the men here? Is not this David of whom they sing to one another in dances? Saul has struck down his thousands, and David his 10,000s." Then Achish called David and said to him, "As the Lord lives, you have been honest, and to me it seems right that you should march out and in with me in the campaign, for I have found nothing wrong in you from the day of your coming to me to this day. Nevertheless, the Lords do not approve of you, so go back now and go peaceably, that you may not displease the lords of the Philistines." And David said to Achish, "But what have I done? What have you found in your servant from the day I entered your service until now, that I may not go and fight against the enemies of my lord the king?" And Achish answered David and said, "I know that you are as blameless in my sight as an angel of God. Nevertheless, the commanders of the Philistines have said, 'He shall not go up with us to the battle.' Now then, rise early in the morning with the servants of your lord who came with you, and start early in the morning, and depart as soon as you have light." So David set out with his men early in the morning to return to the land of the Philistines. But the Philistines went up to Jezreel. In this chapter, we see a season in David's life where he is really struggling with his identity. And because of this, he compromises his faith in God and begins to be lured into worldliness and the fear of men. Some time ago, David was known as a battle hero of Israel. In the past, as a general under King Saul, and by being obedient to God, David was renowned even by his enemies as a mighty warrior. In verse 5, a Philistine commander, an enemy of Israel, is remembering a song that is sung about David, how he struck down tens of thousands of his enemies. And he's haunted by this fact, recalling the David that defeated Goliath. But what we see here in this chapter is a totally different David from who he once was. He is caught up in compromising his faith in God. Verse 2 says this, "The lords of the Philistines were passing on by hundreds and by thousands, and David and his men were passing on in the rear with Achish." David was preparing for battle alongside the Philistines, Israel's enemy. From previous chapters, we know that David has fled from Israel to the Philistines because King Saul was looking to kill David. And David comes to the conclusion that defecting to the Philistines would be his only way out, compromising his faith in God for worldliness. To make matters worse, we see what happens in verse 3, which says, "The commanders of the Philistines said, 'What are these Hebrews doing here?' And Achish said to the commanders of the Philistines, 'Is this not David, the servant of Saul, king of Israel, who has been with me now for days and years, since he deserted to me, I have found no fault in him to this day?'" Achish, who is a Philistine, is defending David, saying that David had no fault in his eyes. An enemy of Israel is pleading with his higher-ups that David is no longer who he used to be. That's kind of like if a Christian were to be so worldly to a non-believer, that this non-believer goes to other non-believers to say, no, it's okay. From how I've seen this Christian live, he's proven to me that he's not actually Christian. He's one of us. This is exactly the position that David is currently in. He's so compromised in the world that one of his own enemies is vouching that he isn't really a man of God. And then in verse 4 it says, "But the commanders of the Philistines were angry with him. And the commanders of the Philistines said to him, 'Send the man back, that he may return to the place to which you have assigned him. He shall not go down with us to battle, lest in the battle he become an adversary to us. For how could this fellow reconcile himself to his Lord? Would it not be with the heads of the men here?'" It's bad already that Achish was defending David's character, but now we see that even the Philistine commanders were more sober-minded in this moment than David was. The Philistine commanders knew that David, as an Israelite, did not belong in the midst of Philistines, let alone fight alongside them. At least they knew that this was totally and completely absurd. All of this so far should have been a severe wake-up call to David from the Lord. He compromised his faith in God so much in this season that he not only defected to the enemies of Israel, but then proved his conduct to be worldly, so much so that the Philistine commanders seemed wiser than David. But even still, David can't hear this wake-up call. And we see David still trying to defend himself. In verse 8, he says, "And David said to Achish, 'But what have I done? What have you found in your servant from the day I entered your service until now, that I may not go and fight against the enemies of my lord the king?'" David is still trying to fight alongside the Philistines, even after all of that. The worldly circumstances and surroundings in his life are causing David to make these compromises in his faith, ultimately leading him astray to become totally blind and deaf to who God has called him to be. This passage sounds like a huge downer, and honestly, it kind of is. It's a strong and sobering wake-up call to David, and also to us. When we find ourselves so deep in the world, it can be that much easier to compromise our faith in God. When we begin to fear man, when we go with the flow of the world, when we want to follow the path of least resistance, that's when we begin to compromise our faith. And when that happens, we will, just like David in this passage, will begin to lose sight of who we are as God's children and what we are called to do, and that's to glorify and to obey God. This past Monday night prayer, Pastor Chan shared a word with us that he had received, and that was a call to be obedient. And I think this passage highlights what can happen when we compromise our faith and begin to disobey God, sometimes in outright disobedience, and sometimes even in kind of an absenteeism from God's commands. We begin to live according to the world, living in lies, living in fear. But when God calls us to obedience, it's not merely a command to be a stickler to a list of rules, but it's an invitation to live in the freedom and joy of God's will. So today, maybe there's something that the Holy Spirit is putting in our minds and in our hearts, ways we can trust and obey God. And if that's the case, praise God that He's brought this to your mind. And my hope and prayer is that we press into these things and take that step of obedience to do and to live the way that He has called us to. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much for this sobering reminder to remain in you. Like David in this passage, there are times where we have become too much like the world, and we have enjoyed the world far too much over you. Lord, we are sorry and we repent for the ways we have disregarded your call and your tugging at our hearts to live in obedience to your will. I pray that we would be encouraged by your reminder to us of these things, because you discipline those whom you love. And as your children, as receivers of the gospel, as heirs to your inheritance, Lord, we desire to live accordingly. Lord, our flesh is so weak, so we ask for your strength and your guidance. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.